And welcome
Blog
to
Talk Radio.
And welcome to another edition of Amongst Friends. I am your boy, Dr. Jay, information about tonight's subject. And tonight we have Rob. Can you let the people hear you say hey to everyone in the DMV and all over the world? Can you turn your mic up, please? We can't hear you. Oh, hi. How are you doing? Breezy is one of the behind.
Go on. Could you tell the people, or should I tell the people how they contact us?
You can tell people.
By dialing in to 760-673-662. Friends, or you can hit us up on our Twitter page at Amongst. You can also hit us on our Facebook group, which is the Amongst Friends Radio Talk Show. Oh, so join us when we're broadcasting on Friends.
Yes. Thank you, D-Rob. And guess who just ended the pretty good. How you doing?
I'm all right. I still got caught up in a four. But I'm happy to be here. Happy for you. This is your first.
I'm excited.
And as you all can tell, I have a guest with me.
You do have a lovely guest, and she. I'm doing good.
And then this is Breeze right here. So this right.
Breeze. She come in smiling and waving, and I like her.
On the air this evening. So.
Let us pray. Yeah. Dear Father, who art in heaven,
be thy name.
The kingdom
come.
Will be done.
Let your will be done.
Hello, to see y'all paying attention. I'm church. Y'all ain't.
All right.
So, holidays out the way. So, tonight's subject is a continuation of
a very hot button.
Oh, it was a hot button, Larry. The show's only an hour and a half. She yelled and screamed at us for 45 minutes straight. I'm not going to go below 40.
I did not.
Yeah, it was a hot button issue.
The voice.
We're starting.
For all.
I think everyone who's been cheated on has a. Here, it's a higher power, higher than you.
I don't think that you're capable. It doesn't matter.
We're going to move along, and tonight we have some interesting topics. We're going to ask a few questions. I want to get you all perspective on it. You all have
6, 8, 3, 2,
tell us your story, tell us your experience, all what we see, we're going to shade files and dig some stuff up, and we can just do it.
I'm not answering.
You are answering. You are a co-host on the radio show, ma'am. You will. Definition of cheating, like sexting, texting, being known, hanging out with someone else without your person. D-Rob, what's up?
So you want to start with me?
I want to start with you. Without the yelling.
Tell me what I'm going to do. I'm not going to be silent, okay? You're trying to shame me? I have a loud personality. Let that be it.
Noted.
My definition of cheating that you are hiding from me. If you cannot tell me that you're going out, if you are doing anything purposely hiding or doing whatever, to me that's cheating.
Sitting beside you texting. I mean, because that happens a lot too, where, you know,
so if I look over and I look down at it and you're not hiding anything.
I don't know. You tell me.
I don't see a problem. If I can read not show and be like, hey, what's going on over there? You're being open.
Well, that's not cheating.
That's not cheating.
Okay, breathing. What's your
get a couple. You are becoming, so therefore, if you decide to do the same thing with somebody else, the same thing as you get to your house, whether it's, you know, your time, because most before and after. If you already decide, it's like, if no, then, you know, the future was marriage. But when you get past the dating stage and things get more serious, especially about the thing that you will get with the other, only be with the other.
When you give someone else that. Give someone too much time to get really, really out. I would have to say, I'm breezy. Rob, you look crazy. And like, what's up? Why are you look?
I'm not giving anyone any look. See, first, y'all tell me nothing. Hell yeah. Y and Z. Can I sit over here and I'll talk? And I'm just sitting here listening to your
definition.
Yeah. Can you finish? Can you let me finish my sentence? Let me say what I was saying. Okay, so then when I do it, why is it a problem? I don't understand. First you say do this, then when I don't do it, then you got a problem. Make a
Can you be a quieter?
No. Unfortunately.
You're the voice for everyone who's been cheated on. You're that voice.
Do you see this?
How do you feel about the other woman or the other man? Do you feel sorry for them? Like, what's up with them? Do you feel sorry? Do you feel sorry for them?
Give me an example. I'm not clear.
Okay.
Okay, so first of all. Is that any female he's saying yuck?
Unless it's me.
You know, this motherfucker just up here just doing all grade A over here.
You know what,
so you can keep your yucks to yourself.
No, but you have certain things.
Absolutely. There's always that one person.
He wasn't listening tonight.
Story would change
right.
Dramatically.
No, first of all, I'm grown, so my story wouldn't change.
I do recall a phone call that came in right after and said, Dr. Tell these people about the real you. And you quite.
I think it's cute that I let him think that he runs stuff. I really think it's cute. Hypothetically, right.
Why don't you just take you out of the scenario?
Okay. So.
Me and
you and your ex are the girl who lives up the street.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, do you feel sorry for the young lady because she's low, but do you feel sorry because maybe she thinks that that's the only person that can get you know, on that. What's your take of have you been to other man before, really?
Yeah,
right. Did you get it?
No, not really.
Have you been a clean-up woman, D-Rob? Nope.
What?
Woman who steals all my baby's love. What's that?
Song, no, I've never been a clean-up woman. So first of all, I clear. All of these people out here who are talking about these women. Okay, so tonight I guess something that isn't given to me.
Yeah, we say
okay, so first of all, I didn't rape him.
Huh?
Exactly, and that is my point. If you're willing, I've never said he was mine.
But you say you can't take what's...
I can't. If it's yours, it's yours. It's all yours.
I mean, I understand her, but I'm a little... Because you're on that else for 45 minutes. women and doing the thing, but then
you can't have different opinions. How is it insane that I'm speaking for one and now I'm speaking for another? It's called a...
You said what, Brandon?
This is her being devil's advocate.
I hate when she does that.
Every week, because y'all clearly said that's too much of a burden.
Girl.
You know what? But to. Is, why is it that maybe it's just so prevalent what we see on they got like damn Sam five pieces of master degrees now.
I can tell you why. That's down
I broke up in the engagement.
I want to break up.
I didn't purposely break it up, but.
What now?
I mean, just because someone steps out the cheat, that one for one greedy, and, you know, and they like other things.
Well, they shouldn't have been in that house in the first place.
You know,
of convenience now.
Well, clearly, I was giving him something that his wife couldn't give to him because she's something between her legs.
Okay, it's called. I would know.
Martha's circumstance was completely different.
Okay.
And at that point, it was like, are we getting married? Yeah. No, it was kind of like just.
He was lying.
What are we doing? Oh, what's going to happen? So, we're going to shake her as is. Why? She didn't just decide.
Go ahead. See what I'm saying? They shut me.
No, I'm disagreeing with you. Why she didn't decide to just. She just cut it off. That was on her. But some success happens where she has to say, no, this is
more apt to want to make things work and make things right. And, you know, women, they just have a lot more patience than men.
That's
do y'all agree? I think
I agree. So. I'm in.
So my little girl over here.
Oh, okay.
Do you think women have more patience relationships?
Especially if you're talking
you,
to that little
was,
girl
was,
right there.
I was asking a little girl.
I'm a different breed.
You're different breed. Well.
This is why we need 4 mics at all times.
Exactly. So, back to what I was saying. So, I did 2.5-3 years.
That was a relationship.
It pretty much. It was a relationship. Yeah.
Man, you done crossed the hell of lines.
No, I mean, as he would have liked it then, and so, you know.
He was paying him to
get. Hell, I mean, no.
Okay, so.
It looked like the gift came from him, like as if he bought his son something, but realistically, no. So, I didn't mind being the side piece because, for one, I did not want a relationship. Medical field. I was back in school working on another degree program. I was single. To anybody. So, of course, you have him over here, and it helped that he didn't live. So I didn't mind.
Okay.
And so
Wait, Jesus.
Very convenient. It was.
Jesus.
Yes.
I have one question.
My mother is listening.
Your mother is already listening. Ain't nothing I can say at this point that's going to shock you. Yo, mom. Okay?
Hello, Dr. J.
Anywho, my question is, Ken and Ahan and my wife, were y'all in social settings? Can I finish my question? Uncle Kobe. Were you doing?
I wasn't doing family outings. So work together. And I didn't turn him out. I was probably the same man that he's been with. I was, in my 20s. Mm-hmm. I was young. I was carefree.
So you're old now.
I'm older, not as old as you. So
I'm you all can call in. Let us know what you think about the last topic. 760-683-266. There's some crazy things last week. If you got some more stories to tell, please come on call again.
We had a young lady call in and to state that when he was cheating on her, she pissed in his liquor and served it to him.
And they get tips. Well, if you're going to do it, don't do it in this kind of alcohol.
Right.
Pissing in alcohol and shit.
Right. Thank you. Okay.
Right. Okay.
So yeah. It was stupid.
Here.
Yeah, I was young and stupid. I wasn't thinking about me.
Your own question.
Which was?
You didn't feel sorry for the wife?
Sorry.
Well,
and
I mean, clearly you didn't. I mean, you were with this person for 2 years. Because they even had kids.
So I did. If you're like, because we had a friendship as well, and like, if he would call me right now, we just sit on the phone. We
okay. See, but you're saying
hold
all
on,
of these things about.
Can I answer the question?
Because you get there quickly.
I did feel sorry for her because there have been times. Even back then, so he would call and be like, my wife this, my wife that. So I would give him that relationship and make his relationship
as
with
you
his
are
wife
putting your pink in
a
his
little
mouth
better. Right. I know my position because he talking all crazy. Oh, I'm a leaver. No, the hell you not. Right. No, we're not going to do that. You're going to sit over there and you're going to make the shit here work. You got kids.
people. Why are you telling him?
Then you pray and you go to God. And you make it work.
Okay, see, but nobody's asking you to do that.
Yeah.
He's clearly unhappy. Her other girlfriends. Hence, so I have an ex. And you ain't telling yourself.
Happy friend.
I'm not going to make it work either.
Here's my point. But you're telling him to stay.
Absolutely.
But if it was your girlfriend, you
no,
go
bro.
Ahead and leave.
I'd be like,
why would you do that?
No. You ain't doing something right.
I'm not doing something right. Okay.
School him.
Let the gay man your husband the right way.
Okay. So I need to go back and sex my man.
Right. Because right, I'm listening to this.
If I sex him right, that's what you're saying.
He's not going to go astray.
Wait, so let me just be clear. The advice that you're giving to your girlfriend is that your relationship isn't working is because you're not sexing him.
Hold on, let me play devil's advocate.
And I want you to answer
I'm
the question.
Answer the question.
Well, answer
you
the question. I don't need you to play devil's advocate. It can be advocate. I don't care.
You ain't got the answer, Sway.
You ain't got the answer, Sway. Now, if with one of my girlfriends, I'm answering your question.
I gave you the scenario.
And I'm about to give you the answer. I like to answer my questions in complete sentences. That's probably why I call myself Dr. J.
8-3-2 the conversation, please. Call
yeah, because these two about to go at it across the damn table.
Oh, if it's your man, okay, boo, is your husband cheating on you with a man or a woman? Oh, he's cheating. Because you have the parts and you have the capability of sexing him the right way. Okay, why are you just not being supportive? Or, you know, what is it that you're not doing? Because whenever a man you have to look at what is it that you're doing wrong. Our relationship, and you're sadly mistaken. Husband is going out there cheating all the time.
Wait.
Did you sex him? You sex him till he's blue in the face.
Wait.
Okay, if you're not being supported.
Wait.
Okay, let me rework.
I'm you keep saying some things. I just want to be clear. I just want to be clear on your position. You're saying, are you so? I just want to be clear.
Oh man, this is a really good team.
I like being controversial.
So, basically, what you just said, you know,
I'll give you clarity.
A man cheats on his woman.
Mm-hmm.
She needs to look at herself because mm-hmm. she is at fault.
Can you let me I wasn't finished. Don't help me. Now, there are a few reasons you can look at why a person is cheating. Could be. That's number one. Number two, are you not doing things that he wants to do? So therefore, he's going
on. Gag reflex.
Oh. So you have to look at what the person. That could be gay. He's selfish and greedy. Now, if he's just. If he is cheating for reasons that you can be supportive, you mean go to the bathroom or in the car real quick.
Or you know what?
In the conference room.
Be human. When we come home, all you need is with your mouth already open. How hard is that?
Wait, you ain't got to move. Just stay there. Then absolutely correct it. If he's going out there because, you know, say something about y'all. Y'all let these white girls come in. Hair messed up. Y'all don't want to do this. I don't do this. Baptist or United Methodist, so I can't do things. My I got ankles. I got to sit with my legs crossed. But y'all let these white girls come and I'll do y'all.
To keep my man satisfied.
Can't you be a skank hoe for your? You're supposed to be that man's everything.
First of all, I am not supposed.
Thank you, hear her. The Lord can't be his skank hoe.
But you,
I didn't learn him to be there. No, you can't do that to God.
Kill her.
Ryan.
Hi. Thank goodness. That's cool.
If you can correct the problem, first of all, solutions. What's the solution?
I know you got something to say.
From you all. This is.
Now, just a selfish bastard, let his ass go. He's doing you a favor.
Right.
Let his ass, let her ass go.
Right. You call some of your girls over, you whoop them. You order pizza, you get your flask.
Now, when we say flask, yeah.
So, karma there. Do you ever feel that karma will come back to haunt you now? That's karma. And they don't call karma a bitch because she's nice. They call her a bitch because she's a bitch. Get it again? Will I ever get it? Well, and not only that, you have to understand, at that point in my life, I was and I'm not trying to make excuses for myself, but that's how my thought was. I was not ever want to get married. I just wanted to do my thing and buying a house. And, you know, being in my career, I wasn't thinking about marriage. I didn't want marriage. I will, you know, come back at some point. But when she does, I hope my ready. Yeah, that's going to come with karma. So, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm sure I've dealt with it. I've been cheated on. Before, not by my husband, but I've been, you know, it is what it is. D-Ron. Notice they part rings. No one. And, I mean, no, D-Ron. I don't think I've ever seen D Rob this quiet. Like
the calm before the storm.
Right. What's going on? What's in your world?
So I had a silent moment to pray. Down into the good soul. The good soul.
Be Baptist.
Actually, I'm a believer, and that is it.
Okay.
I'm joking, it's a joke.
She said, that's a cute. What's on your mind, girlfriend?
Listen, I find it very interesting that your views are somewhat similar still to relationships, cheating, because it always tends to be how she's doing. It's I have all of these that may limiting me there, and I'm not on my knees with my all money, like, yeah, going over and above to make this man happy. Sure.
Okay, well, first of all, just because I'm gay, I'm still a man. Letter 2. When I was talking, a female, so if you're the woman who's out there cheating, I thought you was done. Go ahead.
Just dialogue.
You take the woman's perspective because you are a woman.
Is that women who are cheaters are not saying and this it's I guess what I find is that when I talk to it's women who say, you know, he just, you know, he wasn't doing it, and you know, I saw one. God. But say what?
Nothing, go ahead. Cheat. They're selfish.
What I'm saying is they take ownership for well, the majority lies that when a man cheats, it tends to be the woman's fault he's cheating.
So let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. You know, is cheating, it's a two-part question. Is it a certain race or a certain culture? And who cheats more? Like, do you think cheating is more prevalent with African-American race, or is it more prevalent in Asian or cheaters are cheat the most because they're much better at it?
I think cheating is it doesn't matter the race, whatever, it happens the same. You know, they say a hit dog will bark. You know, I mean, relationships from the 70s and 80s, you had women who had been cheated on for years. Husband, this is my family. This is what I have to endure. But you would never know. You know, like, and as adults, they're looking at Uncle Tom or looking at Daddy Joe. But you never knew it because they didn't talk about it. So I don't think it has anything to do with black, white, what is who has the mic, who's talking.
Talking on the mic. The choice.
Speak on the mic. Right.
Hey, what's the other part? You said you had two parts.
No, he had
two. Who's more apt to cheat, men or women? And you answer that.
No, I didn't. I think men and women equally cheat. I feel like they go outside. Whether it be male or female. Maybe it's their internet. Maybe they need to get off of, what is it called? They help that they got boost mobile.
Wait a minute.
No, you're not going to talk.
What's the carrier down there? Boost mobile.
You know what, Shay?
Okay, wait.
Not Texas.
Oh, no. Please believe.
Not Texas. I think it is, you know, who does it more or even who does it better. When people want something else, when they're going to feel whatever hole they feel that they have, they're going to feel whatever appetite they feel that they have, and they're going to go out and get something. Now, like D-Rob said, things that were done in the dark, now you get a reality show. Now you get not being a cheater, but being cheated on.
Right.
You know, so now there's no family business.
Right.
And so I think what's happening now, it is not hidden. It does influence people to say, well, maybe I should just get used to this. I'm used to being cheated on. I'm not going to find somebody that's compatible and is going to stick with me. Or they feel like, well,
there's rewards. There's rewards to cheating?
Like I said, yeah, we still see all that stuff.
Oh,
yeah. I say that as I have gotten older, that some of my feels about relationships have changed because of the era of the side chick. I mean, like, that's almost like a badge of honor to have for some female. Where before I was like, if you can't be with me, then to where now it's like, how much she going to contribute on the deal?
How much she going to kick in, right?
I mean, because going on my salary while she's financing the bills. Or you want to screw him? You want to pay for it? You want to for that?
But, you know, I said that same thing last week. But y'all looked at me and fair that the person who like the outside with you 20% of the time. I only get 20% of you, but I gotta deal with all 100% of you. I'm doing fourth grade homework, I'm coming home, I'm cooking meals, I'm cleaning up behind you.
Busy dad.
Right, so it's not fair.
Okay.
Going to make a payment, a car payment. So, y'all,
so, first of all, and I've said this several times the last week, on, roll your mouth, patch your weed, do whatever you want. One question. I'm clear that your husband doesn't care about those feelings there. Because he is one. It is. That's
right.
It.
I don't know who
it
is.
Ain't no answer. He said he was here to. And what I'm saying is now whether or not. Engaged in it, I don't know. But my thoughts on it slightly changed. I did get a roommate.
I forgot my question.
And the Amongst Friends and Twitter, of course, at Amongst_Friends. Please call in. Go to church.
Yeah, you said being a side chick or a side dude was like wearing a badge of honor.
Like she wears, I call it like a super A.
Super A, right? Before?
Yeah.
Who was she?
I thought she was a chick before.
She don't
wear. Wait. She don't wear somebody when she met Kanye. She was with somebody.
That doesn't make her a side chick. It's him a side. I'm trying to. She's been solidly on their arm. Now, is she a video vixen? What, side chick? No. Side chick, what America would say, is Alicia Keys. Oh, wait.
Talk about a musical.
No.
Now,
I mean, because her husband was so that side chick.
Now, you know, I understand you giving voice a little bit. You don't doesn't mean you got to be spitting the ass. I don't know what would happen.
Really? Not
yeah,
here.
You up here.
In her victim's role? Listen. In her song, what is it?
Which one?
The song.
Remember?
Okay. I'm ready. That's what I said. Listen to the song. Play.
Now you making shit up.
No, I'm not making shit up.
I'm saying the side chick, she might be getting more perks. Olivia Pope.
And from him, so what perk did she receive?
She's sleeping with the president. What else do you mean?
Oh, so that's a lie. So, first of all, I'm kind of way about you even including Barack Obama in some scandalous affair. That's it either, okay? Now, had you say Bill,
Clinton.
Then I'd have been like,
okay.
All right, let's talk.
Okay. Hey, babe. I'm taking us for the team. For the team. It's Bill. So, she said, Olivia Pope.
Unthinkable. Sing a song. I got it.
She did not say that.
Nothing with damn Swifty.
Come on. Can we get to that point? Yeah.
Nothing with
damn. You should have pushed it where it was ready to say it.
My show should do this for my day and I miss it. Yeah, not Swift.
To do the unthinkable. To make us look crazy. Swiss. Listen, did you see the word that.
Look up the lyrics.
Listen,
you
it's
Swiss
beats I'm ready. And then shortly after that.
What?
Go ahead and say Swiss beats I'm ready. That's
no,
what
I'm going to say that. But if it was his wife and then come and marry me, like, I wouldn't want that.
On vacation. All three of them on vacation.
He's a bad man.
Yeah, all three of them. You know, playing the kids. Those kids all are on Swiss. You see Michelle just there looking like, hey, this motherfucking bitch right here.
I mean, y'all.
Really? Yeesh.
They called your husband.
Who?
What did you got to say about that? I want to know what.
Oh, you already know how I feel about Israel. I mean, he has his.
We good taste. Good taste. Yes.
Say,
what are you talking about with me?
I mean,
have you seen me lately?
I mean,
shade. It's shady.
I mean, I don't need to be a frog.
I mean, listen.
I'm good.
Listen. them chick with all the booty out for you, of course. Okay, so why are you trying to shut down the Rock?
Who shut down? We said I mean, the Rock didn't turn me on.
Well, thank the Lord.
Maybe we could probably discuss something.
All right, so get back to what type of tech? Say it's not sexy. I mean, you might work with somebody, you take that person. Cheating to
yeah.
you? Because you mentioned it's texting other people. Consider cheating.
Like, we just cordial
mm-hmm.
to each other. No, now, if, see, let me explain something.
Games. Why are you playing games? Why are you playing games?
Breezy, did I set up?
Why are you playing
explaining.
Games?
Explaining.
Okay.
Explaining.
So, what I was, text him, oh boo, what's up? I wanna let's get up with each other. I wanna see you. And if his phone gonna be next to his wife or you know whatever. So it would be right. And he already knew what that meant.
That was
on code language. But y'all stay in your lane. Hey, how the kids doing?
Is that cold for something too?
That's cold for something.
Damn.
What's cold for? We already know. It's so quiet in here, you can hear a mouse piss on cotton.
So, Jacoby's husband. Don't you? No. Jacoby's husband. From Jacoby's friend list. Because they got codes and shit.
I mean, we don't use them anymore. No, like every once in a while, like occasionally.
Mm.
You know. I'm saying, you know, you got to
play important part of your position.
Right. So, you gotta know the game, boo.
That's why folks gonna save the cheetah's name. Pizza Hut.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So I did. Let me ask a question. I know. What you wanted? Ever thought about? Ever been tempted to cheat?
Okay.
Ever wanted to?
I don't. I don't have a reason to cheat, so therefore if I was tired of my relationship, if I wasn't getting the sex that I needed, then I said, hey, it's time to do different things. Keep telling y'all.
Bro, I think you thought about that once at least.
Wait a minute. Whoa, I'm stuck on something. Question. Hey, Presco. How y'all doing?
So.
Question? I ain't got an answer, fight!
See me on that big... Can they see, like, how is my...
Chocolate. So you.
Oh, go ahead.
6 8 3 2 6 6. Get to join us. Most friends. Radio. Score friends.
And in Periscope.
In Periscope. At the most friends, right?
Okay. So.
What I
no, 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 no. I gave example.
And I at the very beginning when you asked me what I consider cheating. Did they not? Am I missing something? What part of I don't cheat are y'all not understanding?
Because you said right.
So when you asked them earlier, you're still not going to get the answer. I mean, I don't understand. Why haven't I cheated?
Why
would I need to cheat? There's no need to cheat. If I wasn't doing what I wanted, then I left the relationship. Well, see, I can't.
If everybody is,
but
way,
I can't. You trying to get an answer out of me. Ain't my fault you ain't asking the question. What you want me to do with that? Sweetie, there's always dick. So there's always opportunity.
Because you was getting everything that you needed in the relationship.
And when we were done, whether it be the communication, whether I don't have a
But everybody needs their reconstruction, though. So you've never been in a relationship wanted to step out.
You never sent a text message to a guy that may have been real.
In the water.
Maybe I need a Spanish interpreter, a hand. So I can make it clear to y'all motherfuckers that I
So why haven't you been another woman?
Say what?
Why haven't you been another woman?
No one said I wasn't.
Like I said last week, that is technically a cheater.
No.
You are participating.
You're my in a relationship.
You know what? So being the other woman.
Yes, I'm here for it. I'm here for it.
You know what? Either you're accomplice or you're witness. Either way, you were wrong.
Expectations were. I didn't have a problem with saying, would you like to be a witness?
So you're witness.
Which means.
Heavenly, most gracious, wonderful Father.
Don't call on the Lord now.
We come to you. We ask for everything else. We need you right now.
Maybe you should cross your head and
Okay. So,
kind of way.
You feel uncomfortable.
Again.
Rain is big.
My expectation.
You're part of it.
Clean up woman, but some is the one.
Because first of all, I didn't take his love, all of his love. I'm not a harlot. I didn't get paid.
Did he live up the street?
No.
Did you buy
a
kid
for
present? Hell no.
Did you buy him any present?
Hell no.
Did they call you
auntie?
Hell no. Were y'all friends?
Absolutely not.
So how did you meet the wine? Like, tell a story. I like that you
That we will not share.
Oh, okay. Well, how did you meet the wine? That's one of the stories you're not going to share?
Okay, well, that was your.
Change the names to
May
Pacific
or Houston. Not.
Change the name. Mm-hmm. Oh, like, I want to know.
That's not your business.
Okay. How did you know? How did you know the guy? I'm sorry.
So, there are some stories. I'm not the cleanup woman.
Did you ever clean
the
house?
Hell no!
He's cleaned mine before. And he's washed my car.
The role was I wanted sex. And well,
that's what I meant.
Came over and did some services, and then he left.
Yes, products and services.
Okay, so we're going on.
That means it might be in the center of attention at the moment. But okay, Periscope, we'll see you in the couple of moments.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I learned something new.
Apparently a little choppy.
Okay.
And it is.
So maybe you think that's it?
I don't know what it is, but here's a story I will I personally I have gone and gotten what I wanted that I allowed people to come to my house,
uh-huh.
And you were able to come before.
Okay.
But you came to do a service.
Mm-hmm. Products and services.
And then you needed to have provided products and services.
Oh, you don't return the favor.
Call what you will.
Did he come over to come?
Who initiated this?
Can you tell? Did y'all meet at the car wash? Were you at the bus stop sucking on a lollipop?
He willingly approached me.
Where?
We'll get them all.
At Costco.
Okay.
Oh!
I'm joking. Curricular activities at the church. But that's another story for another time.
I've never done anything in the church, though. Like a pew?
Them pews are called pews for a reason. Pew.
Have you ever done it in a church? You've done it in a church? And I guess I have a friend who's in a marriage. They smell like green, collard greens with
better.
No, it ain't.
She's not offering no food to y'all.
No, I'm saying, turkey necks in
there? We're doing right.
I mean, really?
Okay. Because, okay, so back to my, yeah. So I have
I'm trying to understand how it's important. You give your emotional presence to your friends.
Not the
okay. I have another question. If your spouse was to find out emotions.
This whole it's not that easy. Yes, it is. Make choice. I'll be honest. All I want to do is have sex with you because guess what? Sex is great. And you're offering. You don't even think the same way I think. I'm trying to do different things, and you still over here. Why are you lying?
Supposedly, like we established earlier, you don't have to do anything for you don't have to do anything. Sometimes people lie. People are selfish. People want more than they already have. Or,
how do you know that I might be like, you know what, I'm tired of your lying ass too, so, you know, yeah. So, I may roll with that, but you've not given me the option. And now, here I am, committed to you. I'm offering up some sexual relationships. Because you know I want a baby, and now you messing around with other chicks and stuff. We are amongst friends, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Okay, so don't be.
So just got. Hey, bro.
Aqua Juice, and we are acting right.
Ooh.
No, but I honestly think that she that emotionally is worse.
Cause y'all some punk asses.
Because
say the fact.
Since the girl who was screaming and hollering at us last week on 45, the people that were cheating on,
but not feeling bad about. Or just
all
with
perspective.
The person that cheated on.
Right.
It is what it is.
So what if
know your role.
They are emotionally the wrong person and they actually
make a choice.
So
make a choice. That's a freaking cop out.
The question for listeners so they can hear is what if the person is emotionally attached?
What's your emotionally attached?
No, they're not emotionally attached to the person that they're married to.
Get
a divorce.
They'll grow up. They'll grow up.
I'd rather see my kids happy. Being happy than be miserable, just being there. I want to see my kids see me be happy instead of just being there always happy with everybody wants to see them here.
I think it's a cop out. I think you're a punk ass dude. If you don't call me talking about I'm the one, kick rocks, bitch.
In
the park lot. Don't cut out. Kick rocks. No, what? No, here. Right? And we connected, like emotionally connected.
Right. Same on him.
And yes, let's go. Let's do it. And he was like, yes, let's go. Let's do it.
Y'all men are punk ass bitches.
Well,
and I just saw a little caption on Facebook saying,
you said in the group. Out the blue. Like,
yeah,
you know.
Here,
right. That's a whole nother. Okay. Then he came, hey, how you doing? You know, blah, blah, blah. You know, whatever. For you, it's whatever. Okay, side note, several years ago, like back, keep talking like, you know, the line, you know, we use the weekend, blah, blah, whatever, whatever. Yes, we had relations and all that kind of stuff, and I'm like, yes, let's take it to the next level. You know, let's make this work. My divorce had been final for some months. You know, I'm like, yes. What? This is gold. He is 6'4". He looks like the thing that I could possibly wanted physically for the dude. And emotionally, 2 weeks later, he says, that was not the conversation.
Let me talk about what you're telling me to tell you. It's about to go down here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About 3 months ago, a young lady told me she was pregnant.
Okay. Good
she
for
did.
You.
She didn't tell me until she had delivered. He had proclaimed to all the females that he didn't want any kids. He didn't want any kids. That was his position. That was what he came out the gate saying.
He told all his females.
All
that he wanted kids, or trichomonas.
The baby was produced, and let's just say there were some shady terms.
Immaculate conception was good.
Condom.
By your own condom.
Okay, well. You know, you got all the answers. But anyway, let me finish my story.
The pregnancy?
She got pregnant. She told him when she was having the baby, like going to the hospital, I'm having a baby if you want. This is the reason. So he's saying, hey, I just had a kid. I'm feeling you, blah, 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 but I just need to let you know. I have no kids. Now you got a kid. And I'm thinking all these scenarios and situations, you know. Give me a moment. So I couldn't talk for a while. I'm here. Because I thought we had a connection. You know, a little disappointment, but it is what it is. Come on, don't do this. You know, we can get over this, blah, blah, blah. Great. I like to say we're under 3 weeks of work with this. Okay, this baby is an infant, so we can definitely work with this. Okay. 2 weeks later, I can't keep lying. He says, I got married. And I got married because I didn't want my child to be. So, when she calls him about to have the baby, blah, 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 they go to the hospital, yada, yada, yada. He then does what's necessary to get married. No. So, she was able, whatever. She went to the hospital. She was bed rest. Then they sent her home. During that time, they went and got married. She goes back to the hospital. She has the baby, blah, blah, blah. He's already married. her, I'm thinking about you. I want to be with you.
You still in your annulment period, boo.
See?
Yeah, huh? You still talking?
I said, get a divorce, dumbass. I can't do that to my kid. No, he wasn't a dumbass. He's punk ass bitch. Here I am. Listen, dude, I can't do this. You're married. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Go find the Lord. Find me alone.
Right.
Please don't not be my friend. Please talk to me. Deidre, please talk to me. I mean, come on.
Look at this. You're human. You know what I mean? And know what? And
then.
Judging, man.
I said, well, my wife.
You the woman.
How am I to clean
up? The woman who takes off my bed. So now we're going back to the beginning of the show.
No, right. We're not. I was not the cleanup. Hey, you.
I'm calling you.
Man, it's hot in here.
It is hot in here. Shirley wasn't calling me. The end result was he could not. Happily dead.
You know what? I bet you still want to be with him.
I wouldn't know. He's lost.
Good for you.
Well, I anticipated that the show would go over.
Okay, nice.
But we can end this show now.
Oh, you can go. I'm out. I want to hear some shade shit right now.
Well, shade is...
I'm
giving you shade.
Y'all heard all of my shade throughout the shade. Bought his kids Christmas presents. And...
Now, okay, now, I got a question about that. I feel so kind of way about this man's kids to buy them gifts. I like the kids. The kids were, I mean... Kids buying her.
You do realize they were in a relationship for 2+ years.
So what words is what I said?
We had a common bond, and
you had more than a common bond. Okay. Right. 2 years is more than just. Some common.
So, did y'all
say on like the 16th or 17th? His birthday, like that, it was like days after. That was my
answer. If he gets his fingers 2 to 3 days after the holiday,
he's okay with that. And I work night shift, 7 p.m. to 6. So I really got a time. You know, the people who had kids and things like that, they would say, yeah, I work. Give me that extra time and a half. Because back then it was time and a half plus. All the out with y'all kids for the holidays, 2-3 days with me and my boo. So it worked.
episode of kind of like that. Celebrate Christmas on like the 28th.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's a dedication, right? You know, once I check this out, I think I mentioned it last week on Twitter. Top rope Zeus.
You did mention it.
Type in stay in your lane. Stay in that lane. So you got to know what position to play when not. If you're not ready, don't do it.
You okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
So do y'all want to hear? Okay, so. Early today.
You did it all.
Our friend that was here.
And I did the stereotypical gay issue. You can't go to sleep on my show.
Hey, man. Why did that come off from Ms. Breeze like that?
So I no, that wasn't it. But
that wasn't it.
That wasn't it. So I'm calling him a week. What's up? What's going on? I was like, hey, come down and hang out. Like, you know what? I think I may. I said, okay, cool. He was like, yeah, because Empire not coming on tonight. I said, that's stupid. He was like, because the World Series is on. So I said, football is on and Empire is on. Why are they canceling Empire for a football game? It's not football.
I love him.
It's not football, but it's so the seasons intertwine with each other.
The fall is all the time you see.
Stupid.
Started last night.
Who started last night?
Basketball, NBA.
Oh, okay.
Just like started.
Breezy, you just lost me. Now I'm a basketball.
Okay, just because you played in high school don't mean you follow basketball.
I follow San Antonio Spurs.
Apparently
not. I'm not white.
Sorry. But one of your voices, though.
Ooh.
So.
I won't.
Was playing. No, and does he still even play?
No.
Okay. So yeah, I have baseball. That's why I like basketball, because it's so easy to put the basketball in the little hoop. Whatever. So, yeah. So, I had a on Facebook, and I'm like, you know what? I said, even like short. Now, they are. They all down and
course you watch.
Right.
And all that.
Like, but then. Okay. It's been great. So, thank you. And with the mics.
You all have a wonderful evening until next time.
It's.
You. For
surprise you.
Be wrong.